So whether you're ready or not, whether you're interested or not, reinvention is inevitable. So how do you know when it's time to reinvent? Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started. Hi there. Welcome back to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. What are you grateful for right now? Can you look around your life for something, someone that you're grateful for? One, maybe two, maybe even five or seven. Do you have up to seven things or people that you're grateful for? Well, in today's episode, we are considering five signs it's time to reinvent yourself. And in case you're thinking this topic is not your business, listen, nobody can escape this. Reinvention is actually inevitable. I know we talk about it like something that somebody's just going to stand up one day and decide to pivot or to reinvent, but it is inevitable. Do you know why? Because there is nothing we can do to stop the speed of change. Change is happening at such a terrific speed due to technological advancements, due to the shift in culture, and due to the sophistication of our markets. So there is nothing we can do about that. But we can grow with it. And that's why reinvention is something worth learning about if you want to stay in business for the long run. What is reinvention, by the way? It is the action or process through which something is so changed that it appears to be entirely new. And this is where the problem is. Many people get so overwhelmed by the need to change or by the need to reinvent that they mentally check out, they quit, they give up, they set lower goals, or they just run away. And that's why we see so many desperate shifts, panic pivots, people shutting down businesses, not because they had a strategy, but because they don't know how to discern reinvention, how to respond to reinvention, or they just got tired of even trying. And this does more harm than good. This can cost you your credibility and your revenue in the process. There's a better way. You can think about reinvention proactively and you can plan for reinvention. Maybe you're scared of reinvention because it sounds like you're letting go of the familiar or you're being forced to abandon what you know. No, no. Think of reinvention as refinement, as improvement, as evolution. It's not loss, it's growth. This is normal, this is necessary, even in the natural world. The same way we have seasons in nature, we have seasons in how we work and how we show up. So you may not particularly like winter, but seasons must change. For living things to stay alive, spring must come at some point and then give way to summer and then to fall and then to winter again. So same thing with you. For you to stay alive, for you to stay relevant, you must reinvent. For you to stay profitable, you must pivot. If you don't, this inevitable change will crush you. And we don't want that. So whether you're ready or not, whether you're interested or not, reinvention is inevitable. And that's why I'm happy that we are diving into it today. When you approach reinvention properly, it's actually a catalyst for growth. It unlocks new opportunities for you and it expands your existing opportunities. So even though there's nothing we can do to stop the speed of change, the shift in culture, or the sophistication of our markets, we can definitely grow with it. So how do you know when it's time to reinvent. You know, I've said that if you master this, you're going to be proactive about reinvention. You're going to actually make room for reinvention. But let's assume that you haven't even made room for reinvention so far. How do you know that it's time to reinvent? Well, here are some unmissable signs that are pulling at you, nudging, screaming that it's time to introduce something different ASAP. One, your motives might have changed. So, you know, sometimes when you start a business, you're just doing it because you want more funds, you want to create a second income stream. But as you go along, you realize that beyond funds, you also want freedom. And so now maybe the money is not necessarily the problem, but you want that freedom to do all the things you want to do in the way that you want to do them. And then at some point, you now realize that, okay, you not only want freedom, you also want flexibility. So you want your business to be able to run without you being chained to your desk. You want things to happen without you being the one to make it happen. So as your personal motives change, you actually might start to feel those nudges and that pull to change how you do things. That's not the time to burn everything down. It's just the time to sit down and think of a well thought out transformation for your next season of growth. I want you to think about reinvention, just like how the average person has multiple jobs, multiple careers. Some people even have multiple jobs in multiple careers over the course of their lifetime. You also can have multiple transformations on your entrepreneurial journey. You just need to make room for it. You just need to accept it. You need to understand that it's okay to grow and change. As a matter of fact, if you're truly growing, then you will change. So when your motives begin to change and your desires begin to change, it's a sign that you need to reinvent. Another unmissable sign is when you're no longer excited about what you're doing. Even if you're widely known for it, even if your clients are getting results, even if the money is coming in, but you're just not excited anymore. You're feeling that sense of, is this what I should be doing? Maybe you're even thinking your product or your program no longer feels necessary. It no longer feels timely for your market. You are struggling to sell. And so sales are slow, not because it's just slow, but because you are struggling to sell. You want to investigate this, look into this and see, why are you no longer excited, even though this thing is working? Why do you no longer feel like your message is timely or your program or your product is necessary? Why is that happening? It might be a sign that it's time to pivot, to reinvent. It's not necessarily a sign to burn everything down. It's just a sign to change how you're doing it. Another sign is when your structure no longer matches your vision. Sometimes we build structures for the season of growth that we're in. Maybe even hire people for the season that you're in. And now you're burning out, you're thinking of quitting. Can I offer a suggestion that instead of quitting, why don't you try shifting? So if your structure no longer matches your vision, if your expenses are now too much, you know, you now have staff that you don't need, or you have staff that you need, but they are not efficient because they're in the wrong places, you can shift how you do things. You can definitely move, but just don't be afraid. One of the reasons why we struggle with reinvention is because we are so scared, so embarrassed to be seen to be starting again or to be seen to be starting small. I once read a quote that says, I'm not afraid to look like an idiot. I love that quote. You know, once you lose the fear of looking like an idiot, I think you're going to even reinvent yourself faster. Another unmissable sign is if your convictions have changed about what you're supposed to be doing now. You know for a fact that what you used to do is no longer what you should be doing. And this is okay. Perfectly normal. So maybe you had an assignment, you've done that assignment. There's no law that says you have to keep doing it for the rest of your life. And I think that why people struggle with this is because of our definition of consistency. Consistency is not really about doing the same things in the same way continuously. Consistency is about maintaining character. It's about maintaining energy. Consistency is about maintaining integrity. So staying true. Consistency is about staying true to who you say you are. It's about staying true to the value that you're bringing and the values that you hold dear. It doesn't mean you're going to keep expressing it the same way. It doesn't mean you're going to keep working it the same way. It doesn't mean you're going to keep showing up the same way. So consistency is not always about continuity. It's possible to be consistent even when you quit doing some things. So understand that this is about your character, not about the specific contribution that you're making. You're still a consistent person even when you change, even when you shift. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of integrity in saying, and even though this business model looks okay, I no longer believe that this is what I'm supposed to be running. My convictions have changed about what I'm supposed to be doing now. That's okay. Another unmissable sign, and the fifth one, that you just know, you know what, I need to reinvent myself, is that you've grown so much personally that you no longer want to operate at your current level. It happens all the time. One day, a baby just decides that they no longer want to take purees and they want solid food. They've grown so much internally that their appetites have changed. So they no longer want to operate at the level of an infant when they are now toddlers. If children can do that, oh, I believe we can. There's such a thing as growing so much internally that you now need your externals to catch up. So when that is happening, that's a sign that you need to tweak something. You need to shift something. You need to change something. And can I just say to you, delaying is not going to send it away. It's not going to go away because you're ignoring it. It's not going to go away because you're delaying, because you're denying, because you're deterring. No. Just face it head on. Once you've grown, you've grown. Once you've been stretched, you're not going to go back to your original limits. So allow yourself to grow and change. Now, this may look different for different people. Reinvention is not necessarily about changing every single thing. Sometimes you just want to change how you deliver your results. Sometimes you just want to meet a more urgent need. And some other times you want to change how people feel about your work. You want to change your positioning in the market. You want to change what you're known for. So it's not about changing every single thing. You just need to identify what exactly needs to change. Please, if you're taking anything away, take this with you. We don't just tear things down or burn things down for the sake of trying something new. We initiate transformations because we realize that it's time to go. It's time to grow. And if you look within, if you look ahead to the future, if you look for gaps in your industry, you're going to be the kind of person who is making room for reinvention all the time. You're going to be the kind of person who is leading your industry, actually, because now you're seeing what people are not seeing yet. And the goal is not to be different just for the sake of being different. The goal is to bring meaningful solutions, to bring timely solutions. The goal is to retain integrity and alignment in how you operate and to solve problems in a way that is your best method right now. So, you know, reinvention is wild. I can tell you that. My experience has definitely been wild. Like sometimes you don't even know if what you're about to do is going to work, but you just have that conviction that the way I used to deliver results is not the way I'll continue to deliver results. And it makes sense, actually, doesn't it? What brought you here won't take you there. We know that intuitively. So if you're currently in a situation where you're feeling resentful about your work, it's no longer making sense, you're asking yourself questions about whether this is still worth it, I think you can just investigate that. But don't be that person who is generally bitter, resentful, mad at everyone, shouting at your employees and just saying, it's not working, something is not working. It is your responsibility as a visionary to place your finger on what is not working. So what exactly is not working? When you say things are no longer working as they should, what do you mean? Do you mean that you lack structure? Do you mean that your funnels are broken? Do you mean that you have the wrong team? Do you mean that you have an unclear sales system? Do you mean that you no longer have as much time as you used to, so you're not leading your business anymore? Do you mean that the changes in the industry is affecting you? Or do you mean that you're not able to keep up with technological changes or cultural changes? Do you mean that your messaging has expired? What exactly do you mean? I think that that's step one. Put a finger on what exactly it is that is not going right, and then begin to find resources that can help you to take the next step. In our business, our clients often come to us not because they no longer know what they know, not because they're not doing well. They are actual experts in their own right. But then now they're saying, look, I need to present myself in a better way. I need to repackage my offer. I need to tweak my positioning. You know, and then now they come to us because our framework helps people to walk through that reinvention in such a way that elevates their brand, elevates their messaging, elevates their offers, and ultimately elevates their positioning in the market. So people begin to see them in a new way. You know, so get help if you need to get help. And if you would like to learn more about our program, Profit Accelerator, definitely check it out. We've got Profit Accelerator, we've got Personal Brand Accelerator. So it depends on what outcomes you're looking to make in your life, in your brand, and in your business. And the final thing I'm going to say is, I want you to look at how you are stacking the cards. What does your environment look like? Look around you. Look around you. Start with the people in your life. For where you're going, for the things you need to change, are the people in your life able to support you to get there? If not, maybe you might need to now bring more people into your life. They don't have to be your best friends, but they have to have access to you. So do you need to get a mentor? Do you need to get a coach? Do you need to make a new friend in your industry that understands what you're going through? The second card you want to stack on top of that is the content you're consuming. It's very stressful when you're consuming content that is related to where you've been instead of content that connects you with where you're going. So make it a habit of identifying where you're going, what you need to change, and consuming content that is related to that. Because the wisdom you need for the new will not be found in the old. And the third card you want to stack on top of that is the places that you spend the most time in. What are the places that you spend the most time in? It might be virtual places, it might be physical places. Even in your mind, where do you spend the most time? And if for any reason it is difficult to change your environment, or you're struggling with your environment, there are so many people and things around you that you have no direct control over, then I'm going to recommend that you change your focus. Just change your focus. When you can't control your environment, you control your focus. So keep your eye on the goal. There is more to the world than your industry. There is more to the world than your country. There is more to the world than the streets where you live in. So learn to control your focus. Learn to tune in to the kind of environment that is related to where you're going. Because the heart of reinvention, the core of reinvention, is staying true to the core of who you are. No matter what you change, no matter how you evolve, you want to maintain who you are and what people love about your brand. This is a very useful thing for entrepreneurs to remember. The way you're going to maintain credibility as you pivot, as you evolve, as you reinvent, is that you retain what people love about your brand. So if it's the authenticity, let the authenticity stay. If it's the empathy, let the empathy stay. You can change how you work. You can change what you do. You can change how you talk about it, but retain the core of what people love. And I can assure you that through each stage of evolution, people that love you are still going to recognize your brilliance. They're still going to recognize your impact, and they're still going to appreciate the fact that you're still here. Until next time, my friend, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.